to another episode of Speaking of SAC, where we talk about San Antonio College and what we are doing. Joined here this morning with San Antonio College President Dr. Francisco Solis. Good morning.
Good morning, Hot Mustard. How are you?
Oh, I don't even know what week we're in anymore. Halfway through the semester.
I think we're at 8.
Midterms happening right around now. So, yeah, we're having fun. It's Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. I was looking on LinkedIn. And so you were honored by the Spurs.
I was. It was a great event. They're honoring a variety of leaders across the city for the work that we do to engage really leadership and, pride in San Antonio. And I was, I'm honored to have been selected in the pride category with 3 other nominees. It's a great honor for me.
Fantastic. Did you get tickets? Did they get tickets away? No?
We did, and we're on January the 9th. We'll have a Pride Night, and we'll be able to have a link to some tickets for anybody at SAC who'd like to go. And that's, again, January the 3rd, so we'll get more information out. I hope that we can have a nice group of individuals there from San Antonio College.
Very good having them here. Well, San Antonio College is proud to announce that the Excelencia in Education seal. It's a seal. And we've got it.
For like, a second time. Twice in a row.
The second time.
Yeah, I'm especially proud. I led the application 3 years ago across the college. And what I'm proud about is to see that we haven't lapsed in the work. You know, there's always this tendency, if you want, after you achieve an award to relax. And what I'm, again, proud of is that we've earned the seal again, second time in a row, for the work we do for all students, but intently for Latino students as well in our population. The data, you know, the award is not about intent, it's about evidence. And so it's a lengthy application. You have to provide evidence. This time around, Rosalind Ong led the application process for us. The former Dean of Performance Excellence. And really, we had about 25 individuals writing to about 5 different programs across the college. And from that, we selected 3 to submit in the application. And it was a well-written application. And talked a lot about the great things that we're doing at Alamo Colleges, and in particular at San Antonio College. And so, real proud of the work that we've done.
Yes, and you're talking about it. You have to be able to prove your outcomes.
Correct. It's not about intent.
and they look across several, factors that we have going on. And at the bottom line, end of the day, we're setting our students up for success.
We are. That's the idea here is how are our students performing against other students across the nation?
And getting it a second time, that is a feat.
Yes, and I'm glad to know that we won't have to fill out another application until 2028. But it's great work, and Excelencia is one of the leading voices across the nation in higher ed, and we're so honored to have been selected for the seal.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Another cool thing going on. Very nice. The Centennial Anniversary Celebration, and we have a goal of $1 million for scholarships.
Correct.
And Boeing stepped up to the plate, and they made a $100,000 gift to San Antonio College as part of that Centennial Anniversary Celebration.
Absolutely. We're so proud to partner with Boeing and its mission and how well that works alongside our mission at SCOBE. We're able to really provide work in the STEAM area, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. We're really creating a learning facility designed for children ages 4 to 9, if you haven't been into the Micronaut Center. It's a real special area. You know, we've always had the SCOBE Center on the other side along with the planetarium for older students and adults even who want to complete a mission with us as a leadership opportunity. Right, but If you haven't been into the Micronauts Center, everything is teeny tiny. There's little chairs for little children. There's some great interactive stations throughout, and really gives young children an opportunity to immerse themselves, right, in the experience. It's a great opportunity.
Cradle to college pathway.
Absolutely.
And that's fantastic. I mean, you really think about it, and the science behind it, the more, you know, a child is exposed to any little thing, they absorb it like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to surround a child in just a STEAM environment, wow. You know, the outcomes on that later down the line, the impact around us, it's going to be huge.
Sure. I mean, you know, you can't be in San Antonio and have gone to San Antonio Middle School and not have had a trip to the planetarium. Right? really, you know, so that's, for some individuals, that's the first experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great experience it is. And how many of those students come back to SAC? That was their introduction to San Antonio College. But more importantly, it was their introduction to space and science. And so now we're able to do this at a much younger age, as you mentioned, when children are so impressionable. And to be able to have that experience, you know, this GIF establishes the new Boeing briefing room. It's an area in front of the Micronaut Center where children are introduced to an outer space adventure. And so, you know, this is where their story begins for them as they enter then the rest of the experience.
Very cool, very cool. Hope we get, there'll be jobs on the moon one day.
Yeah. Well, you know, especially for these little tots. I mean, they put on their vest. They get all strapped into their little chairs. They watch, you know, I told somebody, if you're a Star Trek fan, right, it's like being on deck, right? And to be able to see the screen, and they're all strapped in, and then takeoff happens for them. And suddenly, right, they've landed, and now they're in mission controls. And so they go inside, and, you know, they go to the next station where they, you know, learn about what it's like to be out in space. And there's lots of activities for them to do in the activity center. It's a great, great area for them.
Perfect environment to feed that curiosity that children have. And they get to be hands-on. It's not a place where, no, don't touch that. It's not the radio station. I'm kidding. But, no, it's a lot of fun, and we do want to thank Boeing for that. That is great.
Absolutely, and we want to continue to thank the John L. Santigos Foundation, right, for making it all possible.
And speaking of hands-on, this past weekend, we had a whole bunch of radio, TV, film students, music business students, and they were all out at the Guadalupe Plaza for Fiesta Alegría, and it's the closing event for Hispanic Heritage Month. And they were running the cameras, they were running the lights, they were running the sound, setup, breakdown, start to finish. It was fantastic.
What a great opportunity for experiential learning for our students to be hands-on, run the whole show, right? be responsible for the whole show.
Yes.
Right? And then to have such a great outcome. And so it's just a great opportunity. It's a great way for San Antonio College to partner with organizations to make it all possible.
Yes, and we want to thank the Avenida Guadalupe Association for letting us go out there and do that. They had a thing, it was called Musica Libre. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
I'm guessing it started here. I think they started it last year. And so What they did was, in front of the San Antonio Philharmonic building, there's a stage, and they set up the San Antonio Philharmonic. And in front of it, Lucha Libre. And so while you're seeing the matches, you're also hearing the music from the symphony.
How
it was very cool. It was phenomenal.
Well, it reminds me of my time maybe a couple of movies at the Alameda.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So thanks to everyone who came out, and good job to all those students.
Well, you know, you don't realize how important the music is at an event until there is no music.
Yes.
Right? But imagine baseball or basketball even without, you know, a music track or a soundtrack to it, to the event. And so what a great opportunity this must have been.
Oh, yes. And we're happy to announce Antonio College has two new members of the college executive team. You want to tell us about it?
Sure. Well, after about 2 years, we have all the individuals in place in the college executive team. We don't have any current interims. And so we're happy to announce that Tracy Floyd is our new Dean of Student Success, and she joined SAC with more than 15 years of experience in higher education. Most recently, she was the Director of Student Success at Northeast Lakeview College. Her experience includes Title IX compliance, Veterans Affairs support, disability support, and student conduct. However, before she was at Northeast Lakeview, here at San Antonio College, and so we're glad she's back home with us, and it's good to see her back on campus.
Coming full circle.
Absolutely. And we've also brought in Dr. Gilbert Castillo, has been named Dean of Performance Excellence. He joined SAC with more than 30 years of combined experience in both higher education and the military. Before coming to SAC, he served as Director of Assessment and Accreditation in the College of Education at Texas Tech University. Dr. Castillo is no stranger to the Alamo Colleges. Like Tracy Floyd, he worked at Northeast Lakeview College as the founding director of Institutional Research Planning and Effectiveness. In addition, he worked in institutional research at Palo Alto College and at the Alamo College's district office. Before getting into higher education, he served in the Marine Corps and the Army Reserve, and he held positions in human resources and training. He has a doctorate in business administration and organizational leadership, and we're happy to have him here at San Antonio College.
Very nice, very nice. And a lot of, that's a good team of the college executive team. How many members did you say?
There's 10 of us.
10, mm-hmm. Okay. VPs and deans?
VPs and deans.
What is the difference between VP and a dean?
Well, one is the area of which they oversee, right? So, for example, the vice president of college services, oversees budget and IT and a number of offices behind the scenes, if you want. The vice president of student success, oversees enrollment and advising, those huge areas, as well as all student support, if you want. And then, and which includes the Advocacy Center, Office of Student Life, and then our Vice President of Academics oversees all of academics, right? All of the three deans, the chairs as well, programming, and is ultimately is responsible for all academic programs. And then the deans, right, each have work. And what I'd like to think is that the vice presidents operate more at the strategy level. You know, each of them are somewhat responsible for the key performance indicators that we have to report on to the Board of Trustees once a year. And so through a strategic plan, we're able to really move those into one of the three areas, and they lead the strategy then on how we'll improve in those areas. The deans tend to be more operational, working closer with the units individually and helping those units achieve their goals as well. And so it's a process. I like to think that we're all in partnership here at the college to create really a success story for our students as we move forward.
Yeah, we hear VP and dean a lot, and we don't really know. Some don't really know what's going on.
Sure.
Well, now you do. Yeah. Now you do. Fantastic. We want to remind everyone to stay vigilant on campus and sign up for alerts. And you want to go to getrave.com/login/Alamo. And this is going to help you in case of emergency situations on campus.
Absolutely. And just in case we were to have a drill, it'd be very helpful.
Yes, yes. You are having a drill, got to do that as well. Another cool thing coming up, it's the Backyard Beast. Backyard Beast is back. And we're having a lot of fun with that. And this is put on by the kinesiology, the SAC-K Club, which is the SAC Kinesiology Club and the kinesiology program here at San Antonio College. And the cool thing is, have you ever gone to see these backyard beasts?
Oh, I have. Definitely.
Incredible. Incredible. My back hurts just thinking about it. Having to drag a giant tire or things like that. This is a fitness challenge, and they're looking for teams of four right now, and the deadline to apply is this coming Thursday. So grab a group of your friends.
Absolutely.
A couple fellow students.
Create a challenge in the office.
Yeah, I like that. That'll be a lot of fun. Head on over to the Candler Physical Education Center, room 131, and they have applications there. And participants can compete in men's, women's, and co-ed. So 2-2 co-ed, 3-1 mixed division events as well. And Martha Stevenson is heading that up over there. So Backyard Beast, Friday, October 24th, but the deadline is this Thursday.
Yeah, it's definitely an event, and as you mentioned, my back hurts just looking at it, watching it. But it's a great event, and I think that, because it's a team event, mm-hmm. So many offices get together, and they've been working out. Mind you, the actual event is not the first time.
It's not the first time.
That they have been working together, right? And they do some training, thank goodness. And then go out there and on that day and have a great time. So even if you just go out and support your team or something, you know, make an attempt to get out
there.
Yeah, it's a great event.
They always have a DJ out there, and it's on top of the parking garage,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just super cool.
Garage 3.
Garage 3.
Right.
Yes. And what else do we have going on campus?
Yesterday we had a wonderful event.
Yes. Yes, the San Antonio College Community Healing Circle held an event, and it was a land acknowledgement plaque unveiling ceremony, and it was on Indigenous Peoples Day, and it was yesterday, and we did it on the steps of the Moody Learning Center.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't had an opportunity, go by and look at the plaque there. Now it's facing the Moody Learning Center steps. It was a great event, though, just to bring awareness to the day. I want to thank Mona Aldana Ramirez for putting that together. It's really a culmination of work over the past 2 years to establish the plaque. And so what a great day. And I want to thank all of the guests who came to visit with us, especially Linda Jimenez, who led the event and the ceremony. This is, again, as I mentioned, it's just a great event to take time out and reflect.
And this was made possible through a Microsoft CHC grant, and it was a great honor having that there.
Mm-hmm.
October, LGBTQIA plus Heritage Month, and this year's theme is Proud Past, Radiant Future.
Right, our SAC students are observing Heritage Month in October and through November. As part of the SAC Centennial Honor, SAC Centennial honors the legacy and contributions of the LGBTQIA community at SAC. Our students are putting together a wonderful list of events throughout the month. This Thursday, October the 16th, is Spirit Day, the world's most visible anti-bullying movement. And so look to your calendar, look at the many events that they will be putting together. The SAC Student Committee has several more events planned from now until World AIDS Day on December the 1st. And so for more information, you can visit alamo.edu/SAC/LBGTQIA.
There you go. October is also Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You got to be very careful with your cybersecurity. This year's theme is Stay Safe Online.
OTS is offering a PC clinic today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bring your laptops to OTS and they will do virus scans, computer tune-ups, and troubleshooting for free from IT experts. OT reminds everyone to use strong passwords,
mm-hmm.
enable multi-factor authentication, and look out for scams. keep your software updated. Just the other day, I got something in my office that looked completely authentic, except when I looked at the, and it was coming from District, and when I looked at the web address, I was like, I didn't know we started using and
yeah.
And I sent, so do, you should not open it. One, you should not open them when they're phishing. And two, send it over to OTS. Right?
Yes. They're wonderful people over there at OTS.
Now, we always make a mistake in that we forward the document. That's not what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to take a picture, right, and send it over in a snippet.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
They don't want you forwarding.
Don't share it.
Right. Don't be sharing the virus. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, looking back at it, SAC's security over the years. I mean, you know, remember the PALS program? Remember PALS? We had to log in and all the students were on like social security numbers. And then we evolved into Banner.
Well, when I first arrived in 1999, the computers didn't have any security at all.
Wow.
They were just at your workstation.
Yeah.
And I remember later when we got our first wall, if you want, and you had to sign in, and everyone was complaining, like, why do we have to do this, right? Like, before I just used to access my computer. And then remember when we went to the double wall, right? Authentication?
Oh, yeah.
So you put in your password, and then you had to go through a second wall. You know, there's incredible damage being done today. There's a whole career now in cybersecurity, right? Of which we have a degree at St. Philip's College, a baccalaureate degree, and of course we have the associate's degree here at San Antonio College that fits into that. But this is a constant thing for organizations to be protecting their data. And almost every day you hear about a data breach or a data ransom. And so it's so important that we all protect our equipment and our data. It takes a couple of extra steps, yes. But imagine if we weren't doing that. Imagine that every day somebody is trying to get into our data. And so it's so important for us to stay tuned.
Quite terrifying, I would say. The fall 2025 payment deadline is this week. So that's, once again, Thursday, October 16th. So make sure you don't get dropped. Make a payment. And stay in the class.
Right. And if you're not able to make your payment, be sure and go by the bursar's office. Just don't walk away. Go over to the bursar's office and try to get into a payment plan. Right? And so go visit with them.
Very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very helpful. Spring registration is open as well, so definitely check out, see what classes you need to graduate. Meet with an advisor. You know, you don't have to meet with an advisor at the end of the semester for next semester. You can start today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you may not be thinking about it or worried, maybe I'm not going to pass this class, but they'll set you up for all possibilities. We'll move forward, assuming you are going to pass the class and that you'll work through any obstacles. But definitely now is an opportunity. I walk through the center right now, and, you know, there's maybe two or three students, and then I am at, you know, I think about the days when we're 3 days out, and there's 200 students sitting waiting for someone. So take this opportunity, go by, get online, make an appointment to visit with your advisor.
Yes. I had a former student come by yesterday, and they hadn't been here, 2018, I believe it was.
Wow.
So I sent them down to advising. And what they needed to do, they wanted to come back to school. I was like, great, fantastic. But they wanted to see what else they could take here in order to transfer to bachelor program.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, go to advising. They went to advising. Advising said, oh, you should still be in ACES. We get him in ACES. He gets into his unofficial transcript. There's a hold. I was like, oh, no. Let me take a look. I look at it. I was like, okay. We can call the advising people back, or we can call the library, which is where the hold was originated.
Mm-hmm.
Called the library. 30 seconds later, boom, hold was off, ready to go. He's able to see what classes he's already taken, what classes he needs to take. He had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Very good experience for him. And myself, I was like, wow, I was even impressed that we were able to get it all done that quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hope we've evolved. You and I both talked about that experience of having
the ribbon printers and, you know.
Having to wait in line for your little sticker,
yeah,
right, to be able to get registered. And so today it's just a whole different environment for our students. I'd like to say we've moved on. It's true, not every student gets registered without a hiccup,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are usually special cases. But for the most part, I think it's a pretty smooth transition. I mean, imagine, right? We've enrolled 21,000 students. And, you know, were all of those without some complication? No. Right? But for the most part, the process went pretty smoothly for 21,000 students to be able to start class on day one. That's important. But it's important that we work for all students. And that's why face-to-face is still available. You can walk to the office that you need. And get some help. And I think the one-stop center now in Fletcher has helped a lot of students, at least as a starting point.
Yes. Right?
And so walk in there.
You can be, you know, if you have not been in an educational environment in a while, going into any place, it's going to be intimidating like that.
Absolutely.
If you're trying to get help.
You know, I think even for students who just drive into the parking lot, you know, if you haven't been on our campus, I would say, right, that this looks like any university campus anywhere in the United States. And so it can be intimidating just stepping foot on San Antonio College campus. But I think the Welcome Center does a great job now. It's a one-stop shop, Fletcher Hall. You know, come on in. There's somebody there to help you, and they're not going to be sending you around to any office. They'll take care of you there.
Yep.
Right? Bring everybody there that you need, get the process done, and be able to be registered on the same date for most students. Right?
And that's what we do here, mm-hmm. San Antonio College, for our students. Well, it's that time of the show. We don't have to go. So catch us every Tuesday, 8:30 to 9, right here on KSYM San Antonio College Radio. Also, you can check out the podcast if you miss an episode here or there. You want to go back and listen to one? Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just head on over to KSYM.org. Dr. Salus, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you again for giving this opportunity. It's a great opportunity to speak with you about what's going on at Tech.
Yes.